Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. So there's a new poll out that says that Donald Trump would beat Joe Biden in a head-to-head race. What does CNN say at the bottom of the page or the top of the page? Quote, no clear leader. So when Trump's leading, there's no clear leader because they're saying, well, it's only 1 point here, so it's totally fine. And what happens the same day that the new poll comes out that there is a lead by Donald Trump by 1 point over Joe Biden? Well, don't worry. They're now talking about new indictments against Donald Trump. But before we get to that, I just hear the biased media coverage here. This is an actual CNN poll, so they have to cover that poll. And it shows Donald Trump beating Joe Biden 47-46. Their spin on the screen. Registered voters. No clear leader. Even though it clearly shows the leader is Donald Trump, whether it's 1 point or not. In fact, most elections for president are not like 10-point leads or 12-point leads on election day. You win it by very small margins, like 1 percentage point or less in different states. But they're going to look at you with a straight face, as you can see on the screen, that Donald Trump is winning 47-46, and they're going to tell you there's no clear leader as they then decide to go back and talk about more Trump indictments. Listen.
In our politics lead moments from now, President Joe Biden will get on Air Force One and fly to India for Saturday's G20 summit. And one thing that is sure to follow him there, the stark reality that his reelection is anything but guaranteed, as evidenced by a brand new CNN poll out today. Biden's approval rating stands at 39%. Jimmy Carter, a one-term president, is the only other president who had a worse approval rating at this point in his presidency. This, of course, could reopen the Oval Office door to the current Republican frontrunner, Donald Trump, as we're finding no clear leader in a hypothetical matchup between President Biden and a man who could be a convicted felon by Election Day. 46% of voters, in fact, say they would take literally any Republican over Biden. And the big question, has Biden lost the locker room? 67% of Democrats say they would prefer a different Democratic nominee. CNN's Jeff Zeleny.
By the way, let's just stop there for a second. Preferred 2024 Democratic presidential nominee. Okay, this is only Democrats, right? And Democratic-leaning voters that are asked this question. Because if you're Republican, right, we don't want to hear from you on this one. 33% of Democratic voters say they want Joe Biden. 67% say they would prefer anyone else. Someone else, like they don't even give a crap who it is. Just don't give me Joe Biden again. What that means is that Joe Biden is an extremely weak candidate, even within the Democratic Party field. This is like Jimmy Carter type numbers. These are disastrous numbers. You have a liberal-leaning poll here, by the way. A liberal-leaning poll that is going to favor Democrats over Republicans. It's a CNN poll. And so I would argue that the 33% claiming they like Joe Biden, that may actually be a little high. The 67% may actually be above 70% if you had a more fair sample. But forget all that for a second. It's still devastating with these numbers. 67% of Democratic voters say they want anyone else besides Joe Biden. Now, they're telling you this because they're trying to figure out how the hell do we rally the Democratic Party, right? You're like, you're stuck with this guy. So what do? Keep listening to this propaganda from CNN.
Is that the magic wall for us to break down these numbers? Jeff, what are Biden's biggest liabilities, according to our new poll, and are they fixable?
Well, Jake, you mentioned that 39% approval rating. When you look inside these numbers, here are some of the reasons why. The economy. How have Biden's policies affected U.S. economic conditions? 58% say that they have worsened the conditions. Now, of course, this is the president's calling card, the legislation, the laws that he has signed into, from infrastructure to the Inflation Reduction Act to lowering drug prices. Clearly, those examples have not made their way into the consciousness of the American public. 58% say that his policies have worsened the conditions. But when you go a little bit farther, stamina. That is one of the central questions here. Does the president have the stamina and sharpness to serve effectively as president? 74% of Americans say no. Only 26% say yes. Go into that a little bit more. When you compare this among Democrats, independents, and Republicans now versus March, these numbers have fallen throughout the spring and summer months. 62% in March, now only 50% of Democrats. Of course, independents, a central number here. Republicans, of course, would be lower than that. But these are some of the reasons that the approval rating is so low, and there's just a pessimistic mood about this president and the economy, Jake.
All right, so you've got a pessimistic mood. The president's got a real problem because he's losing people, right? Stamina and sharpness to serve as president. In March, 62% said he can handle it. Now it's down to 50. Independents, it was 31%, now down to 23%. March in Republicans, it was 5%, now it's 6%. So he actually moved the needle with Republicans, which is hilarious, and lost Democrats, independents. Now, that's probably because Republicans are like, hell yeah, we think he's sharp enough because we want him in the general, right? We want him to be the candidate. We believe that he is the easiest person to beat. The same way that the Democrats believe that Donald Trump is the easiest person to beat, which brings me back to the bigger conversation. All right. So you get all this data, Biden facing major negative ratings and age concerns. And then CNN's like, all right, well, crap, how do we spend this? Right. This is our own poll. We have to cover our own poll. So what do we do now to somehow change that? So then they move to something else. Right. They move to another issue. What is motivating you and how motivated are the people in this 2024 election? All right. Well, GOP, this is the voter enthusiasm aspect of this, which is extremely important, right? Voter enthusiasm is something we need. Republicans need to be excited about going to vote. Listen.
The importance of voter turnout. How motivated are the Republican Party's voters and the Democratic Party's voters to get to the polls in the 2024 race?
Jake, that is one of the central interesting findings here. If you look at the GOP motivation, first of all, and they, of course, are having a robust primary campaign. Several candidates are out there every single day. There's been a debate. So there certainly is interest in that. But motivated to vote in the 2024 election, 71% of Republicans say they're extremely motivated to vote. 17% say they're very motivated to vote. Take a look at this compared to Democrats. Only 61% say they're extremely motivated to vote. You may not think that that is that big of a difference, but this is where the idea of a third party candidate could come in. If there's not enough excitement for the president, for his ticket, could there be an opening for a Green Party candidate or a no labels candidate? That's why enthusiasm here is certainly so interesting. And of course, we are more than a year away, so this can change. But at this point, this is a good benchmark. We'll certainly keep our eye on this number here over the next year.
All right. So Republicans are extremely motivated. Democrats, their motivation is lower than that. So now it becomes back to the issue of, OK, well, let's compare the two. What happens in a head to head? Trump versus Biden. All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. Every day, we hear about another familiar brand that sells out their customers and is going woke. Americans, like me, and you're probably one of them, are sick and tired of having leftist propaganda jammed into every product that we consume. Well, woke mobile companies are no different. The company that you're paying your bill to right now may be giving major donations to Planned Parenthood, for example. And for years, they've been dumping millions into these liberal causes. And we had to take it because you need a cell phone and probably thought there was no alternative. Well, I've got news for you. There is. And I want you to make the switch and stand up for a company that stands up for your values. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks. That means you get the best possible service in your area, period. But guess what you do lose? The leftist propaganda. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. That's because they give a piece of your bill every month to those causes. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team that makes switching easy. So just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. It's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or you can call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson. Ask about their coverage guarantee when you're on the phone with them. Get the same dependable service and take a stand for your values. Make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. They didn't do that, though, which really makes me laugh. Like that, you would naturally set up a Trump v. Biden scenario. But no, CNN doesn't do that. No. Instead, they go to a poll where they claim that the best candidate to beat Joe Biden is none other than, drumroll please, Nikki Haley. And they did it with a straight face on TV. Listen.
And of course, the election is not going to be held today.
Right.
But if it were, this poll shows it would be a dead heat between Biden and every Republican candidate except one. Tell us about that.
And that one is former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Look at these numbers here. 49% to 43%. She's the only candidate outside the margin of error, the only candidate against the president in this hypothetical head-to-head matchup. And she's been talking about this on the campaign trail extensively. That is because of educated, college-educated voters and women voters are making up that difference in margin there. But if you look across the board here, there's no clear leader. It's within the margin of error of...
But by the way, I love how they call it within the margin of error. Like, that's some new shocking thing now, right? Like, oh, it's in the margin of error. So the data really doesn't matter. You're undermining your own poll because you don't want to admit that on the damn screen it says Donald Trump beats Joe Biden 47-46. No, instead you go to Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, they claim, would beat Joe Biden 49-43. Then it's Donald Trump beating Joe Biden 47-46. Then after that, DeSantis tied exactly at 47-47. Mike Pence is 46-44. So even Mike Pence has an interesting number here. Then it's Tim Scott, 46-44. Vivek, 45-46, meaning he would actually lose that race. So these are just some of the numbers here. But no, they're not going to tell you that, right? Because they don't want to admit that Donald Trump would beat Joe Biden right now. No, they want you to believe that you should switch your vote for Nikki Haley.
Every single potential candidate. And that is why this is a worrisome spot for the president, for his team. Of course, he is well known. He has the biggest megaphone of anyone. But Jake, one thing is clear. We are in a very divided country. This election, this should be a reality check. It will be very close, as all of them have been recently, but certainly this one will be. As well, Jake.
All right. So here's my thing. The reality check is what? Everything stays the same? Like, that's what CNN should say. Hey, it's very tight, like the last election and like the election before that and the election before that and the election before that and the election before that. Like, this idea that this is somehow like shocking numbers, it really isn't shocking numbers. Also, something else, these new poll numbers that are out right now that I think you need to know about is Vice President Harris did an interview. And what she said, and this is a weird, odd, strange thing to say for a vice president, unless you maybe know something that we don't know. Vice President Kamala Harris has come out saying this about Republicans, that Republicans are attacking her because they're scared that she will win. Well, I didn't know you were on the ballot running for. Listen carefully.
So you're 58 now. If you win a second term, as you and the president are running to do, he would be 86 at the end of it. And we are seeing Republican candidates hone in on you in particular as being next up for that job. Nikki Haley says a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for President Harris. Chris Christie, I want to be clear that I pray every night for Joe Biden's good health. Not only because he's our president, but because of who our vice president is. Ron DeSantis, Harris is Biden's impeachment insurance. People know if she were president, batter the doors. As bad as Biden did, it would get worse. How do you respond to all of that?
We are delivering for the American people. And the reality of it is that, unfortunately, very few of those who challenge our administration actually have a plan for America. You look at what we have accomplished, Margaret. We have created over 800,000 new manufacturing jobs in America, 13 million new jobs, unemployment at record lows. We have capped the cost of insulin for...
By the way, unemployment is not at record lows, you psycho. This is the part of the propaganda that makes me mad. She just gets to literally look at you, lie to your face, make crap up, and face the nation's like, oh yes, please lie to the American people. Please keep lying about all these accomplishments that are not accomplishments that you're trying to say you've done that you clearly haven't done. That's the part here that drives me totally insane. She just lied and said we have historically low unemployment. That's a lie. It's not historically low. Is it high right now? No, not necessarily. Is it low right now? Also, no, not necessarily. When you talk about the lowest unemployment rates for minorities, which remember, she's a minority, who's the guy, the only person can say they have the lowest unemployment rate in history for African-American, Asian-Americans, and Hispanic-Americans? Donald J. Trump. That's the only person that can say it, period. I'll say it one more time. That's the only person that can say it, period. So she's sitting there trying to claim that all these amazing things that are happening or that have happened in the past, somehow they should get credit for now. This country is not thriving right now. Bidenomics is not a thing that's working right now. She knows it. One other person that knows it's the person doing the damn interview. Right? Like, the person doing the interview knows it too. And the person that's doing that interview, okay, the person that's doing the interview that you just heard, she could have corrected it, and she knows she could have corrected it. She knows she could have said this isn't real. She knows she could have said it's not accurate. She knows that she could have said that this is, well, hold on, that's not accurate, ma'am. Like, you can't claim that things are the best they've ever been when clearly they're not the best they've ever been. But no. The propagandists, they let it keep rolling here because they understand how vulnerable Harris is and how vulnerable Biden is. They understand how bad the economy is. They understand how bad inflation is. They understand how bad interest rates are. So they're just going to lie to you. And by the way, if you do want to vote for a Republican, they're going to convince you that Nikki Haley's the one you should pick. Give me a break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Let me just, by the way, also tell you about another story real quick that definitely relates to this just type of just pure shady corruption in the media. You may not even know this story, so I want you to know about it now. Hey, there is a Democratic senator, Ed Markey. He's a Democrat. And this week, he blocked Senator J.D. Vance's, he's a Republican, as you know, from Ohio, after the Republican tried to pass the, quote, Freedom to Breathe Act by unanimous consent. The act would essentially ban federal mask mandates from the federal government. Didn't say local or state, but federally. Quote, we tried mask mandates once in this country. They failed to control the spread of respiratory viruses. It also violated basic bodily freedom and set our fellow citizens against one another, Vance said in a statement after initially introducing the legislation. Now, by the way, I love how Democrats have no problem screaming, my body, my choice, when it comes to murdering a child. But when it comes to a mask, they're like, nope, not your body, not your choice, put the damn thing on. J.D. Vance went on to say that the legislation, quote, would ensure that no federal bureaucracy, no commercial airline, and no public school can impose the misguided policies of the past, right? Because we have data now. We know that the masks didn't work. Democrats say they're not going to bring back mask mandates. They say they're going to hold them, you know, for the future. And they also say, hey, we're not going to do these things, so don't worry about it. You don't need to ban them. Yes, they will. I promise you they will. They're going to do it again. You need to know they're going to do it again. They're going to do it again. Did I tell you they're going to do it again? They're going to do it again. Get ready for it. Now, Vance tried to pass the legislation in the upper chamber, the Senate, by unanimous consent. But Senator Markey blocked it, asserting that it would hamstring, these are his words, public health experts. I don't think they're experts anymore. I think they're public health idiots or dummies who guided our nation out of the darkest days of the pandemic. Did they? Like, did they really? Because they got it wrong on so many different levels. They got it wrong on the six, you know, the spacing. They got it wrong on the occupancy. They got it wrong on the mask mandates. They got it wrong on the COVID vaccine, saying if you got the vaccine, you wouldn't get COVID. Remember all those experts? They sound like a bunch of dummies to me. The same experts who pushed masks, which have been proven to be relatively ineffective, as well as vaccines, which neither prevent transmission of the virus. I know a bunch of people have gotten COVID after getting the vaccine. It didn't, by the way, prevent anyone from contracting the disease from one another either. So all of the things they promised us, right, the health experts, it actually didn't happen. So let me give you this. Vance said, quote, "Hear the message for the American people, and let's learn the lessons of the past couple of years. Mandatory masking was a failure. It had costs for very little benefit, and we shouldn't repeat it. Mr. President, as if in legislative session, I ask unanimous consent that the Senate proceed to immediately consider Senate Bill 2738, the Freedom to Breathe Act, which is at desk," Vance went on to say. He said further that the bill be considered, read a third time and passed, and the motion to reconsider be considered, made and laid upon the table with no intervening action or debate, he added, prompting a rejection from the Democratic Senator Markey, who doesn't believe that you have the right to say no to masks. Right? This bill would undermine the ability of states, he went on to say, and cities and towns across the country to make decisions about what's best for the communities with silence, and hamstring public health experts who have guided our nation out of the darkest days of the pandemic that has killed, this is his numbers, 1.139 million people in our country in 3 years. I'm not sure those numbers are accurate, but hey, who cares? Let's go back to fear-mongering because it's way more funny, more fun, right? Then this liberal senator said again, quote, "Let me repeat that. This disease has killed 1.139 million people already. And doctors, experts are saying that COVID is coming back." Well, at least he's admitting that, right? The experts are back. Oh, it's coming back, folks. You got to get vaccinated. You better hurry up and do it. You got to wear a mask everywhere. It's on the rise again. Fear-mongering is back in full force. Senator J.D. Vance, after the Dems blocked his bill to ban federal mask mandates, he said this, and I agree with him, by the way. Listen carefully.
"Be thrown off an airplane because they refuse to wear a mask. Freedom is fundamentally about respecting that you might have a different view than I do. Respecting that, accepting it, and not using government mandates to force our fellow citizens to do exactly what we want them to do, but to let us all figure this out together." The final point that I'll make here is I heard some pretty alarming rhetoric from my friend on the other side of the aisle. We are about to have some serious respiratory problems. We always do in the fall, and maybe it will be worse this fall and this winter than before. But I think that what our children most of all need, and I'm the father of three kids under the age of seven, they need us to not be chicken little about every single respiratory pandemic and problem that confronts this country. We are going to have people who get sick from viruses. It has always been thus, and the way to respond to it is with calmness, resolve, and strategic thinking, not by pretending the world is ending, because what has always happened is going to happen once again. We cannot repeat the anxiety, the stress, and the nonstop panic of the last couple of years. That's what this legislation is about. End the mandates, end the panic, and let's get back to some common sense.
I can't disagree with anything that Vance said there, right? If we have freedom, it's fundamentally about respecting that you might have a different view than I do. Remember, the mask, anybody can wear the damn mask, right? Fauci, masks didn't work for the broad population. We know that. But for the on an individual basis, there is an advantage, he said. That's, I mean, that, he's even admitting it. Now, Markey's warning comes as studies show masks proved to be ineffective. This is an administration admission, I should say, that was made by Fauci himself in early 2020. He privately admitted that the, quote, typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out viruses, which is small enough to pass through the material. Those are the exact words of Dr. Anthony Fauci. I'm so sick of this, right? But what is the White House saying? And you can tell this is a mantra that's coming, right? The White House saying Biden's going to be wearing a mask indoors again.
President Biden tested negative last night for COVID-19 and tested negative again today. He's not experiencing any symptoms. As far as the steps he is taking, since the president was with the first lady yesterday, he will be masking while indoors and around people in alignment with CDC guidance. And he, as has been the practice in the past, the president will remove his mask when sufficiently distanced from others indoors and while outside as well.
I mean, they're bringing it back no matter what. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, they're bringing it back. They're going to bring it back. They've got to bring it back. We got to have COVID, folks. We got to have it. We need it to control you. We must make sure that this happens. And no, you don't have the freedom to breathe, right? We're not going to let that happen. Senator Cruz, by the way, said something that was very interesting. On the podcast I did with him, Verdict with Senator Ted Cruz, he predicted that the most deadly coronavirus variant will happen ahead of the election. It's going to be what he refers to as the election variant. He says coronavirus restrictions should come roaring back as election day draws closer. Right? That's what's going to happen. It's going to come roaring back. He said the most deadly coronavirus variant could emerge a year from now ahead of the election variant. Look, this is utterly absurd. Mask mandates are wrong. And for the left, this has become, it's a combination of a number of things. He said this on his podcast. Download Verdict with Ted Cruz wherever you get your podcast. You can hear this. He said, number one, it's an article of faith. Number two, it's a virtue signal. It shows just how self-righteous they think they are. Noting that he recently witnessed a very prominent Democratic senator walking the halls of the Capitol with an N95 mask on alongside a staffer. Further, Cruz said that these rules are about controlling people, whether it's mask mandates, whether it's vaccine mandates, whether it's having the 437th booster shot. Enough is enough. Warning that the left scheme is only going to become more apparent as the election draws closer. He said, by the way, a year from now, we're going to see the most deadly COVID variant ever seen, the election variant. And before the election, they're going to need to shut everything down because they want to have mail-in balloting for everyone because they think it helps elect Democrats, Cruz predicted. He said, enough is enough. If you want to wear a damn mask, fine, but don't be a hypocrite and don't try to force other people to do it. Cruz also responded to Dr. Fauci's attempt to explain away studies that show masks are not very effective. Fauci himself knows what he's saying is wrong, Cruz said, pointing to the infamous February the 5th, 2020 email penned by the former Secretary of Health and Human Services, which he told her the typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through the material. They decided that it was politically beneficial to mandate that everyone had to wear a mask, Cruz continued, warning that Democrats want to shut everything down again. Look, the Democrats want to shut it down. They want to impose mandates. And I got to say, one of the biggest lies of the exchange is that I would listen to the scientists, right? The only scientists that he listens to are the ones who say what he wants to hear, Cruz went on to say. He's absolutely right. We are at a point now in this country, and I'm trying to get you fired up to fight back, because they are going to absolutely come after you. And when they do, they're going to come after your rights again, and they're going to shut down your businesses again, and they're going to do everything they can to silence you in the future on all of these issues. It's going to happen. You need to understand that it is going to happen. You need to understand why they're going to do it, the reason why they're going to do it. You need to understand that they are trying to control you again, and we know how this ends. So we have to be better prepared, because this time you can't say you didn't know it was coming. This time, you can't say you didn't understand that it was going to happen. This time, it's not new. It's the same damn thing. They're doing it all over again. And that's the part that needs to be discussed. If we don't stand up to them now, will we ever? All right, make sure that you share this podcast, please. Wherever you are, on whatever platforms of social media you're on, write us a 5-star review. It helps us reach more people on the charts, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.